This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com. This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to week 7 of the NFL season. Very excited to be here as we preview another NFL week. This is the finale of the London games coming up today. We also have a Monday night doubleheader this week. Only two teams on a bye. That would be the Bears and the Cowboys. So hopefully you're planning accordingly with your fantasy lineups. But before we dive into all of that, it is time to look at some news and notes. On Monday night, the Jets and the Bills squared off for Monday Night Football, and on Tuesday, both of them decided they were dissatisfied with their offenses. The Jets, who lost the game 23-20, went ahead and made a trade for Devontae Adams, adding a wide receiver who is not only a great wide receiver, but somebody that Aaron Rodgers is very familiar with to their offense, kind of continuing a lot of changes. They had let go of Robert Saleh last week. They changed offensive play callers. Now they've gotten a new wide receiver. The Buffalo Bills won the game, but also probably recognizing that all the losses they suffered at wide receiver, they haven't been able to completely patch over with players like rookie Keon Coleman and role players like Khalil Shakir. They made a trade with the Browns and brought in Amari Cooper. Both wide receivers are slated to play today in week 7 games, so it'd be curious to see how that ends up and how that goes, how those players get integrated. But it was actually a little bit of fireworks, some trades beginning. Trade deadline is coming up. It is November 5th, which is the Tuesday after week 9 of the NFL season. So be curious to see if a few more trades happen between now and then. A lot of rumors about DeAndre Hopkins possibly being on the move, some other different options. The Jets also got a piece of good news just this morning. They settled their holdout with Hassan Reddick. It looks like he will be playing for the Jets for the rest of this season. A little bit of a prorated contract. Still no long-term deal. Still don't know if that trade's going to end up working out for them, but they will get, you know, maybe half a season. Hard to say if he would be available in week 8. For sure, probably in week 9, so we shall see how that goes. Now, let's talk a little bit about Thursday Night Football. As most of you guys know, I am a Denver Broncos fan, but they killed me last week. I went 13-1 picking winners in week 6. My one loss was I thought the Denver Broncos would win at home against a probably equal Chargers team. Instead, they got blown out. So this week, I kind of flipped the script. I thought the Saints would probably get the win at home. Denver's offense totally struggling. And you know what? They just lived to defy me. They got the 33-10 victory. They were up 16-3 at the half, outscored them 17-7 in the second half. Bo Nix, you know, only 164 yards passing, missed some wide open receivers, did run for 75 on 10 carries, but Javonte Williams, 14 carries, 88 yards, 2 huge touchdowns. For fantasy purposes, it was kind of a bummer. We saw a goose egg for Cortland Sutton. For the New Orleans Saints, it's just too many injuries. Chris Olave was out. Rashid Shaheed is now done for the season. They were missing their 3 front, middle, interior offensive linemen. That really limited Alvin Kamara. He had 7 carries, but only 10 yards. He had 6 receptions, but only 14 yards. So for fantasy purposes, that was a little bit of a bummer. Spencer Rattler, second start for the rookie, only 172 yards, six sacks. He also gave up a fumble that was returned for a touchdown. Just an ugly 33-10 victory for the Broncos. They're now 4-3. They come home in week 8 and will face the Carolina Panthers. Good chance that they're two games above 500 when they hit a really tough stretch in the schedule. The Saints, meanwhile, they were 2-0 at one point. They are now 2-5. They have lost five straight. No guarantees that Derek Carr will be available in week 8. They think at least by week 9, but could be another kind of long week for this New Orleans Saints team. So we will see how they go, and you will see how that has already started impacting my picks for this week. You know, the Broncos, for me, are not the gift that keeps on giving when it comes to making picks. Well, that's Thursday night and some of the news and notes that we've had already a busy week. Let's talk about the games we're about to see. I love talking games of the week, and as I mentioned, we have the third and final London game, and boy, did we send a good one. The 1-5 New England Patriots at the 1-5 Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars were there last week. They just stayed in London. They lost to the Chicago Bears huge last week. They were the road team. They are the technical home team this week. Patriots come in. Drake May got his first start last week, threw for three touchdowns, but they still lost pretty big by 20 points to the Houston Texans. Both these teams are desperate and hungry for a win. It could be more of an evenly matched game. We shall see. Injury for Travis Etienne, a hamstring injury. He may be good to go. You should check right about now. This game kicks off in about 26 minutes. Make sure you're monitoring those lineups. Evan Engram returned last week, looked really good. He is a guy I'm throwing back in my lineup for the Patriots. You're also monitoring Ramondre Stevenson. He missed week 6, but they said he was trending toward playing in week 7. So a couple of running backs you really need to watch for. If Travis Etienne is out, I still like Tank Bigsby the best, but we saw D'Ernest Johnson involved quite a bit last week, so you could probably get some usage out of both. In the early window set of games, Green Bay Packers are hosting the Houston Texans. Texans are 5-1, Packers are 4-2. This is two very good offenses matching up, two very good teams that have playoff aspirations. This should be a fun one. Still no Nico Collins for the Texans, but Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell have been going strong. C.J. Stroud looks good, and they got Joe Mixon back last week. All he did was run for over 100 yards, rush for a touchdown, catch a touchdown. He is definitely a guy you want in your lineup for the Packers. All their receivers have gotten healthy. They all played last week, so you have a full complement of weapons. This could be a really fun one. There are a couple of high-octane games in the morning. The Lions and the Vikings are also playing in that early window, so a lot of good choices. In the late window on Sunday, there are only three games in the late window. One is the Raiders at the Rams. The other one is the Carolina Panthers at the Washington Commanders. The third one, the one you actually want to see, a Super Bowl rematch as the 5-0 Kansas City Chiefs, fresh off a bye, go to San Francisco to battle the 3-3 49ers. For the 49ers, Jordan Mason, despite that AC joint sprain, is off the injury report and will play. I don't know if he'll get a full complement and workload. They still have Isaac Rendo, who looked pretty good last week, but 49ers have all their receivers. They're going to be looking to go. Juwan Jennings is out this week, but Ricky Pearsall due to make his season debut for the Chiefs. We saw Juju Smith-Schuster really heat up right before the bye. He has stepped in and filled in pretty well now that Rashee Rice is done for the year. Travis Kelce, also a good play there. And in the backfield, you want Kareem Hunt. This could be a good and fun matchup. Sunday night football, the New York Jets, they're 2-4, and they're a little bit reeling, but they will be breaking in Devontae Adams. They are in primetime again against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are 4-2. That was all with Justin Fields. The rumor is that they are starting Russell Wilson tonight. While Coach Mike Tomlin declined to say who was going to start the game, wide receiver George Pickens did not get the memo and talked about spending all week, spending extra time going all over reps with Russell Wilson because he is making his first start. We expect it is going to be Wilson. So changes for both teams. Steelers, really, it's all about that defense and bottling up what the Jets are trying to do. And can the Jets defense do enough to help bottle up a opposing offense? They've had a little bit of struggles. They struggled a lot last week, too, with sloppy play and penalties on both sides of the ball. Something to watch. Monday night, we have two games. Only one of them is a really great matchup, and that is the 4-2 Baltimore Ravens at the 4-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Getting excited about seeing Derrick Henry running out there with Lamar Jackson. They have looked really good this season. For Tampa Bay, Rashad White looks like he's trending toward being cleared to play. That is the good news. The bad news is the Buccaneers decided that after what they saw last week from Sean Tucker and Bucky Irving, they are going to use all three running backs if they are available. They will give them all a series or two and then ride a hot hand for fantasy. That is something akin to a nightmare. You're just going to have to ride it out. I think if you have Rashad White and he's active, you got to stick him in your lineup because he has been the guy for a year and a half. Bucky Irving is a guy that I've liked in spaces too. Sean Tucker, kind of the wild card. He had an incredible and explosive week six when he finally got an opportunity. Can he do that again? Can he get enough touches? He's the one that I would feel probably the least confident about this week. Honestly, if you have other options and don't have to play any of them, that would probably...
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? BetterHelp online therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Marino's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Probably be the way to go to see how this shakes out. In a couple places, I know I really don't have those options. So I do have Rashad White in a couple lineups. I have Bucky Irving in a couple of lineups. So you got to do sometimes what you got to do. That does it for games of the week. Let's look at some lineup suggestions. As I mentioned, for week seven, we only have two teams on the bye, so that should be some of the good news. Let's review what we did in week six. My starts, I had Dak Prescott at quarterback, Chuba Hubbard at running back, Drake London at receiver, and Tucker Kraft at tight end. Prescott did not look good. Kraft got targets but did not convert a lot, so I went 2-2 there. My sits, Drake May, Jerome Ford, George Pickens, and Juwan Johnson. Drake May did do well enough to finish top 12 quarterbacks because of the yardage and touchdowns, even though they lost a lot and he got hit a lot. The rest of them all fell short of the mark. Ford, RB 57, Pickens, wide receiver 44, and Juwan Johnson only tight end 19. So I went 3-1 there. Overall, went 5-3. Could be better, could be worse. So let's look at this week's suggestions. I make one start, one sit suggestion at each of the four fantasy positions. And today my start is Lamar Jackson. I know you're probably hitting yourself in the head and saying, duh. Maybe it's too obvious, but you know, I wanted to shout out Jackson. He has been playing great this season through six games. He is QB1, averaging more than 24 points per game. What more could you want? And that's with Derrick Henry going wild. So the running game not eating into his rushing upside and his upside in general. He's playing at an MVP level again, and I think it's going to stay that way against the Buccaneers on Monday Night Football. My sit is Russell Wilson of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was fine for the Broncos in 2023. He was a QB2, despite the team not being that great. And you know what? I think he's going to be just fine for the Steelers. He'll probably be in QB2 range as a starter, but I just don't think he's an upgrade from Justin Fields at this point. And he's going against a good Jets defense. You know, he might be a super flex consideration, but I think the Steelers are going to lean on that defense in the run. He is not a QB1 option for me this week. At running back, I am starting Joe Mixon. I mentioned how great he did last week. He missed three games, but he came back. for a monster week six. He's RB5 this season on a points per game basis, averaging nearly 21 points per game when he is in there. They are playing the Packers this week. There should be fireworks with no Nico Collins. They have leaned on Mixon a little bit more, and he is a great fit for this offense. My sit is Zach Moss. Look, Moss signed with the Bengals. He figured to be a part of the answer at the backfield position, but while he seemed like a better option to start the season, he's been slowly losing ground to Chase Brown. At this point, Chase Brown is the back you want in the backfield for the Browns, or for the Bengals, who are playing the Browns this week. There's just a lot of Brown and backfield and B options in there. Sorry for that. Moss is just RB26 on the season. Last week, he had just over a point, didn't get a lot of touches, and fumbled a crucial ball. He's had less than 10 points in each of his last two games. He's kind of a flex option at best. At wide receiver, you know what? Sometimes you got to zig when the other guys zag. And I am going with Garrett Wilson. I know all the hype is about Devontae Adams, who is the shiny new toy in New York, but let's emphasize the word new. He got that trade on Tuesday. They are playing tonight on Sunday night. He's had at best a couple of days of practice in this system. And even though he has familiarity with Aaron Rodgers and probably with some of the plays they're going to run, that is a lot to learn with new teammates and new things going on. Wilson is by no means out of the game. He's wide receiver 7 on the season, averaging a little more than 16 points per game. Last week, Aaron Rodgers supported two receivers going over 100 yards receiving with Alan Lazard. I think the trade for Adams hurts Lazard and Conklin a lot more than it is going to hurt Garrett Wilson. I am still firing him up. I think he could still be the best of the fantasy wide receivers for the Jets here in week 7. My sit is Khalil Shakir. Shakir has been the best of the Bills receivers, but he's just not a top 24 play. He's wide receiver 46 on the season. That hasn't meant a ton to fantasy. They added Amari Cooper into the mix. It's still a run first team. I think Josh Allen's going to continue spreading the ball around. Dalton Kincaid is still there. Cooper is going to start. I think he's going to get some balls. I think they're still going to throw some balls to Coleman. I like Khalil Shakir. He's maybe a deep league flex option still, but he is not a top 24 play at receiver for me. Tight ends. Did I mention how much Evan Engram went off last week in his return? Yes, I know he missed a few games with a hamstring injury, but it turns out it was worth the wait for him. He grabbed 10 passes in week 6, finished with 18.2 fantasy points, and finished as tight end 3. The Jaguars are still in London. They're looking for a win, and I think Engram is again going to be a focus in the passing game for Trevor Lawrence. I'm firing him up. Last year, he led the team in targets and receptions. I don't think that changes. My sit, as I mentioned, I think Adams coming into town hurts Alan Lazard and this tight end, Tyler Conklin. While I wasn't worried about Wilson's volume, but I can't say the same for Conklin. He has been at times a fantasy find this season with Rodgers, but his volume isn't reliable. Even without Adams last week, Conklin only finished his tight end 33. He's a tight end, too, with some upside, but he is just not a reliable week-to-week start. Hopefully you have better options, especially here on Sunday Night Football. I think Wilson's going to be involved. I think they're going to try to force the ball to Devontae Adams, and they've been using Breece Hall and Braylon Allen. Beyond that, I think Conklin and Alan Lazard will be fighting for scraps a little bit. And that's not going to be enough volume to guarantee a good fantasy performance. Well, before I get out of here, I wanted to finish with my picks against the spread. You know, I remained hot in week 6. I finished 10-4. That got me to 47-45 on the season, back above 500. But as I mentioned, the Broncos did not help me get started off on a good note. I took the Saints plus 1.5. That did not work out for me. So now I'm 47-46, 0-1 to start the week. It's only uphill from here. I took the Patriots plus 5.5 in London. Look, I think the Jaguars will get the outright win, but I don't think they're walking away from anyone. These teams feel pretty evenly matched. I took the Seahawks plus 3.5 in Atlanta. Again, I think Atlanta gets the outright win, but I don't think they're walking away from Seattle. I took the Bills minus 8.5 over the Titans. You had me at Will Levis. I took the Cincinnati Bengals minus 4.5 at the Cleveland Browns. Look, it's a divisional matchup. Sometimes those are tough. I'm excited that Nick Chubb is back, but the Browns are not a good team. And until they do something at quarterback, I think they're going to remain a bad team. I took the Houston Texans plus 2.5 in Green Bay. I took the Texans for an outright victory. I like the Texans this year, but that should be an incredible game. I took the Indianapolis Colts minus 3.5. No Jonathan Taylor. Anthony Richardson is back. Miami just, They just don't have it. And that's been a big, you know, bummer. I took the Detroit Lions +2.5 in Minnesota. I think Lions will get the outright victory. Big divisional matchup. I know they're missing Aiden Hutchinson, but I just like the Lions, and I think this is a big statement game. I took the Eagles -3.5 in New York. This one makes me a little nervous. The Eagles have been up and down. The Giants have been decent at times. Malik Nabers coming back in this one, but I think the Philadelphia Eagles get it done. I took the Rams -5.5 at home against the Raiders. Cooper Kupp's supposed to be back this week. The Raiders kind of bereft of options. Looks like Jacoby Myers is going to be out again. So it's what, Trey Tucker, DJ Turner, and Brock Bowers with Aiden O'Connell back there, and not much of a running game. That does not impress me that much. I took the Washington Commanders -7.5 over the Carolina Panthers. The Commanders are rolling. The Panthers just don't look that great. I took the 49ers -1.5 at home over the Chiefs. So if you're following along, this means I think both undefeated teams come off of a bye and lose. Maybe it's a dicey position to take. But I like the 49ers in this matchup. I think they have a lot more pressure and fuel to win. The Chiefs have been good, but they've been playing games close. You know, it's kind of a toss-up, I guess. It seems like 62% of the folks on ESPN picked the Chiefs, but I'm fine being in the minority. I think they get the win here. This is almost a dead even matchup in terms of percentages, and it's dead even in the spread. I took the Steelers +0.5 at home. I think they will get the win over the Jets. The Jets don't impress me much. Monday Night Football, I took the Baltimore Ravens -3.5 at Tampa Bay. I think that could be a good and competitive game, but I'm on the Ravens. The second of the Monday Night games, not as impressive, but I took the Chargers -2.5 going into Arizona. I saw what they did to Denver last week. I don't think the Cardinals are yet a good enough team to really put together wins when they should, even at home. We've seen them struggle. I think that's going to be probably a really low scoring game. I was on the fence about whether 2.5 points was too much. I think maybe like a 20-17 kind of game, but I am taking the Chargers to get the victory. And that is my picks against the spread. We are now just about 12 minutes away from the first football game of the day, last of the London games. We have one more international game in November, which is the Germany game. We will talk about that when that comes up. But hope you guys have a wonderful week. Enjoy the four flights of games today and the Monday night doubleheader. Good luck in week 7.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? BetterHelp online therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.